Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the suspect accused in a senseless San Francisco attack on a 94-year-old woman about to face a judge relive with the frustration mounting in the city.
Plus, not out of the woods yet. How much longer you'll have to put up with this extreme heat wave.
And just in time for summer, get ready to groove again in Stern Grove. We're live with a preview of the Free Festival's return. Good morning to you. It's Friday, June 18th. I'm Lynn Keys.
And I'm Ann Makovic, and for Michelle, staying warm right into the weekend. The East Bay has been hit especially hard with this scorching heat. We saw people dining both in and outside in Pleasanton last night. And they say it was the only time they set foot outside all day.
Pretty much stayed inside today until I knew we could come in and sit inside a nice air-conditioned restaurant.
And surely a sign, summer is upon us. Families brave enough to soak up the sun flock to this water park in Dublin. And Mary, they might need to head back again today for a second dose.
Yeah, Len, a good place to be in Dublin with that heat. Looking at another day in the Tri-Valley of triple-digit heat. And that is the reason why excessive heat warnings remain in effect for the East Bay Hills, East Bay Interior Valleys, Tri-Valley, the North Bay Mountains, and heat advisories for the North Bay and for the South Bay. So you really have one more day of this dangerous heat inland. So the last day of our heat wave today. So looking at 93 in San Jose this afternoon, 103 in Concord, 102 in Livermore, 100 in Fairfield, 99 close to triple digits in Santa Rosa, around the bay, mid to upper 70s to low 80s, and looking at cooler conditions in the upper 60s along the coast. And that spare the air alert has been extended into today. We have unhealthy air quality for sensitive groups for the East Bay and for the South Bay. We'll talk more about the weekend forecast coming up, and back to you.
Happening today, Cal ISO has issued a statewide flex alert from 6 to 9 p.m., encouraging all of us to conserve power. It is the second one in 2 days. Temps soaring into the triple digits in Novato yesterday. And despite the excessive heat, Cal ISO says the power grid did remain stable. No outages were needed. For many families in the North Bay, this is something they've come to expect, this weather, and they're learning how to deal with it.
Now it's just sort of like a yearly thing that we anticipate. So, we'll get prepped and be prepared in case anything, happens.
What we try to do is open up the house early when it is cool and then shut everything down. And we have extra shades that kind of block out the heat.
And a live look now at the Bay Bridge. That spare the air alert still in effect this morning. Let's get right to Gianna with your go around if you want to help reduce that air pollution, G.
Yeah, your best bet is to use public transit, and most of our major transit agencies are getting rolling this morning. Everything on time so far, so good. Just getting started for BART, Muni, and Caltrain. So if you want to use that instead, Ace Rail, a good choice as well. Probably your best bet to kind of help with that. Also, you should limit your driving, use public transit, and share the rides. If you have opportunity to carpool, that's a great idea as well. And of course, limit your outdoor activities. We're also following a trouble spot southbound 880 right after Alvarado Niles. We have an overturned vehicle where the left lane is blocked. CHP has issued a special traffic alert there because of those brake lights and delays. So use an alternate or maybe just leave a little bit later until all lanes are clear through there. We'll let you know. Back to you.
New this morning, Walnut Creek police are investigating a shooting at a Target store late last night. This video from that scene shows a car parked on the sidewalk with the driver's side window covered in that yellow tarp. No word on whether a suspect has been caught or how many victims might have been involved. We'll bring you more updates as we get them. Happening today, the VTA Board of Directors will hold a special meeting, and it could mean light rail service will resume over the next few weeks. On the agenda, the Board of Directors will seek to declare an emergency as a result of the mass shooting at a VTA rail yard last month. With the future of that site still up in the air, the declaration could clear the way for the general manager to possibly lease temporary space or quickly get repairs done without the board's approval. The virtual meeting is scheduled to begin at 11:30 a.m.
Also happening today, the suspect accused of stabbing a 94-year-old Asian woman in San Francisco is going to face a judge. Police say he is a repeat criminal. And the question this morning, why was he out of jail? KPIX 5's Emily Turner joining us live now from San Francisco with some of those answers. Emily.
Yeah, I mean, certainly folks were frustrated in that area because they know this man. Police know this man. The people in the jails know this man. So why was he not still in jail? Take a look at this video. This is from when the stabbing happened. Now, we've edited it, so the worst of it isn't going to show, out of consideration for you, but also out of consideration for the 94-year-old woman herself. Now, the 35-year-old suspect is accused of stabbing Ann Taylor in an unprovoked attack near Post and Leavenworth Street yesterday. The man you see has been in and out of jail for years. He was arrested last month for burglary. So why was he still on the street? So we asked the DA that question.
We asked the court to detain him. It was our view in our written motion to the court that he should be detained. We did not think he was safe to be released. We made that argument to the court.
Now, a judge, however, did grant the release anyway, and in the most recent charges against him. So as for the 94-year-old victim, however, she is recovering at this moment. Now, the suspect is in jail. He is set to be arraigned at 9 o'clock this morning. Of course, we'll bring you the very latest with regards to that and see exactly what happens. Emily, bring it to you here on KPIX 5. Reporting live from San Francisco, Emily Turner, KPIX 5.
To the coronavirus now, an emergency meeting of vaccine advisors and the CDC today has been rescheduled because of the Juneteenth holiday. The new national holiday has set off a scramble as states close their government offices. Today's meeting was to discuss possible side effects of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines in people 30 and younger. Santa Clara County will celebrate its first Juneteenth as a paid holiday today. The county was the first in the state to pass a resolution for the holiday commemorating the emancipation of slaves in the U.S. And in San Francisco, Mayor London Breed will open the Monumental Reckoning art installation that's in Golden Gate Park today in honor of Juneteenth.
On the road to recovery, the state's Department of Health is set to unveil a new digital COVID-19 vaccination verification tool today. The governor says it isn't exactly a vaccine passport, but it will allow Californians to show electronic proof that they are protected from the virus. We expect to learn more details later on this morning. Meantime, it is official. State regulators say fully vaccinated people can soon ditch masks in the workplace. Cal OSHA reversed its initial decision, which would have required masks if one person in a workplace was unvaccinated. These new rules are set to go into effect once the Secretary of State signs off. And here are some of the new guidelines. Employers can check an employee's vaccination status, but not keep documentation in their records. The new guidelines also eliminate physical distancing requirements and most disinfecting requirements as well. Well, this weekend, the longest running music festival in the Bay Area is making a big comeback.
Stern Grove Festival's kickoff concert is this Sunday night. Our Justin Andrews joins us live from the festival grounds this morning with what we can expect to see this Sunday and throughout the summer. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Lynn. Yeah, I'm standing on the stage where these performers will be. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. People are excited for it. Stern Grove, like you said, it has been on a brief pause because of the pandemic. This morning, I've joined me the marketing director, Audrey. First of all, you got up bright and early this morning. Well, actually, dark and early.
Yeah. Definitely.
How are you feeling this morning?
Well, you know, I couldn't sleep anyway. I was so excited to be here and so excited to open this weekend. We are beyond thrilled to finally come back and to have San Francisco reopen and have these amazing artists on our stage, and we just couldn't be happier. So I'm here. I'm good.
We love music. We love the outdoors. Talk to us about this season. Very exciting, right?
Oh, my gosh. Our headliners, we have Grammy Award winners. We've got platinum selling artists. We've got global headliners, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. We are jam-packed with amazing talents. Starting off with this weekend, you're going to be with us, Juneteenth, Father's Day. We've got an all Bay Area lineup, mm-hmm. and it's going to be just top-notch all across the board.
So we know there are a lot of changes. We'll get into that later in the newscast. But you said that you all spent a lot of hard work in really making sure this coming to life really in a short amount of time.
Yeah, we just got approval about a month ago. So that's a pretty short runway to pull this off. But we're ready. We're ready. We knew that could happen. So we did everything we could do. And when they said go, we started running. And we're here.
There's one big change this year. I know we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But you have to reserve a spot this year, right? And how can people do that?
So you go to our website, sterngrove.org, and every page, every concert page has a reservation button, and reservations open 12 days before each show at 2 p.m. So right now we already have the first two shows are have already been up, but we have the San Francisco Symphony goes up on Tuesday at 2 p.m.
Okay. Perfect. Audrey's excited. I'm excited. Don't forget, make sure you reserve that ticket online. And it's free. Free music, free outdoors. I think that's a fun time. We're going to be live all morning long, talk about some changes, some of the headliners, and everything else as it relates to Stern Grove. But I'll send it back to you guys. I'm live in Stern Grove this morning. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
Love that sense of normalcy.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
It is.
Looking forward to hearing more details.
All right, Justin, thank you much.